face it, we all hate Mondays, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
When it comes to promoting a fight, there's quite often a very gray area of what is and is not considered crossing the line. Taste is something that is measured individually, and oftentimes fighters feel the need to push the buttons of taste to see where the line is drawn. Let's be honest, everybody observes race. People that say they don't notice the color of one's skin are as transparent as they hope and wish the world would be. So how does this issue relate to fighting? Take a look at the respective buildups for two fights this past month. We have Matt Serra defending the welterweight championship against George St. Pierre, where a strong amount of ammunition for this grudge came over Sarah's comments referring to St. Pierre as Frenchie and telling him to go drink his red wine. Many laughed this off as simply the rules of building a fight, but it suddenly becomes a little hypocritical when those comments are dismissed as hype fodder. Yet, if it was a case where Sarah was fighting a black fighter and made a comment about his skin and to go eat watermelon, people would be outraged. See, this is where we enter the debate of acceptable and unacceptable forms of racism. We have acceptable forms such as Sarah's comments, and conversely those of Bernard Hopkins, who stated in reference to Joe Calzaghe that, quote, he would never lose to a white boy. And did anyone bat an eye when Phil Baroni said that he would eat ninja sushi for dinner when he was supposed to fight Murillo Ninja Hua? Then we have unacceptable forms of racism in the industry, such as Michael Hayes' recent comments to Mark Henry, where he dropped an N-bomb and was suspended for 60 days. Racism is a funny thing. No, really. We find ourselves laughing at racism a lot.
Sir, we are concerned that ultimately, at the end of the day, if you are fortunate enough to get the Democratic nomination, fortunate enough to become President of the United States, will you pull a bait and switch, sir, and enslave the white race? Is that your plan?
Thank you very much to Wei Ting Rickshaw Service. By the way, if you'd like to call Wei Ting Rickshaw Service, give them a shot at 1-800-WALK-THIS-WAY. Thank you.
There ain't even that many black people in the country, okay? Black people are 10% of the fucking population. Black people in New York, D.C., L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, like 10 places, okay? There ain't no black people in Minnesota. Only black people in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett.
The fight world has never been one to really lead the charge on equality. After all, promoters may understand society better than anyone because they are in the business of giving people what they want. Miguel Cotto's upcoming fight with Antonio Margarito. What is the biggest drawing part of that fight? It's a Puerto Rican taking on a Mexican. How about all the times you've heard the term the Great White Hope? Hell, there's even a new reality series called American Champion that is designed to find the next American heavyweight champion, because God knows we can't have these foreigners holding our titles. Mixed martial arts. Yeah, they're a progressive bunch. Look at the treatment Kimbo Slice has gotten over the last couple of months.
You know, they found this guy, he fights in backyards on YouTube, you know, and realistically, you know, people who are uneducated about fighting, they think this guy's good. But he's what's wrong with boxing. It's the same old story. If it wasn't for this thing, this guy would be dead or in jail.
Do you think those same critics would be as vocal if Kimbo Slice was a white man? The answer is no, because Sean Gannon received none of those comparisons when he fought in the UFC back in 2005. And then we have the world of professional wrestling, which may be the worst of all.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, I'm a nigga.
This is an industry that has produced characters such as Saba Simba, Kamala, Crime Time, and the list goes on. But are they wrong for marketing characters that people respond to? Let's be honest, who doesn't remember Kamala and smile or pop when he makes a cameo on WWE television? Racism is embedded in everyone. We observe cultural differences. Generally, the rule of thumb is that racism is acceptable if you are insulting or making fun of your own race, but not another. That's why I can be as critical as I want of white people, Catholics, and Canadians. But start talking about other races and people get really uncomfortable.
In the case of Louisiana, you know, a very strong and very proud African-American electorate, which I totally respect and understand.
And that he usually goes out incognito. And that these are his words, not mine.
We all have different standards, and calling the fight industry a racist-free environment would be incorrect. But is that the kind of environment we want in the fight industry in 2008? Don't you think the race card has had enough holes punched in it over the years that we can give it a break? I don't know. Maybe I'm making some sense, and maybe you just think I'm one crazy cracker.